Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. Anyway, in this one I'm asking, is Yevgeny Prigozhin really dead? Well, I think it's highly probable that he is. There was that private jet that he was on that was blown up. Now, the United States says that their satellites didn't see any missile striking it, so which suggests it's a bomb that blew it up. And no one's suggesting it crashed through pilot error. Apparently it's very clement weather. A fairly short flight, a one-hour flight from Moscow Sheremetyevo Airport to St. Petersburg Pulkovo Airport, with experienced pilots, fairly new plane, in excellent condition so far as we know. There was really no reason for it to crash. There was an explosion. I don't think anyone disputes that one. The site was sealed off by the FSB. The police weren't even allowed in there. And the Russians have just announced they've recovered the black box. They've recovered the 10 bodies. They're doing DNA tests on that. Now, it could be that the United States just didn't see the missile for whatever reason. I don't know how good their technology is. I think it's probable that they're correct. Or are they lying that there was a missile shooting it down? But I don't see any motive why they would lie. I don't see, you know, what would the particular gain of that being to say it wasn't a missile, that therefore it must be a bomb or some sabotage or just an honest technical fault or pilot error or anything like that, or that the pilot deliberately crashed it. There's no suggestion of that. And apparently it suddenly started to climb before it blew up. I'm not sure why that would be. So the 10 bodies recovered. So Prigozhin was on the manifest of passengers. People say it could be another Yevgeny Prigozhin. Okay, rather unlikely. Prigozhin's a very unusual name in Russia. Another point is that it was going to his hometown and blah, blah, blah. We know it's in Moscow right before the flight. Other reasons, you know, was it a double of his? Okay, there's a slight possibility of that. Was it somebody who doesn't even remotely like him, who just took that name falsely just to be on the flight? That these stories that there was another plane of his that was zigzagging around. I don't think there's any confirmation of that. You can see these various apps would actually show you in real time planes flying around. And if a plane did suddenly start to move erratically, I mean, if you're a plane quite close to this one and this one blow up, you might suddenly change course away from the explosion, thinking what's happening. So the idea, there's an idea that he faked his own death because he's got previous on that. In 2019, he was flying over the Democratic Republic of Congo in a plane that supposedly crashed. He was announced to be dead. 3 days later, he shows up very much alive. So I'm mystified by that. I haven't got to the bottom of this. Why did he feel compelled to have it falsely announced that he was dead, only to reveal himself to be alive 3 days later? Did he inform his family he's dead? His family have announced he's dead, unless, of course, they're playing along with some extraordinarily elaborate ruse. I mean, I can see why it might be a smart idea for him to disappear and make people believe that he's no longer dead. Now, so the FSB will perform DNA testing on the corpses. Of course, we can't believe a single word they say. They could announce that, yeah, it's his DNA, even if they know that it's not. But put it this way, there's been no proof of life for 2 days. It very much suits Putin's purposes that he is dead. And think of the timing. It happened hours after it was announced that Sergei Surovikin had been sacked. He's that general who's suspected of being concerned in Yevgeny Prigozhin's putsch. The plane being shot down came 2 months to the day that mutiny was launched, the so-called March for Justice. Other things, you know, just 24 hours after the plane blew up, Putin signs a decree saying all Wagner fighters have to take an oath of loyalty to Russia. You're now under the Ministry of Defense, and so on. Now, moving rather fast after Prigozhin's death, more difficult to do that. Prigozhin was alive. It was obviously a very tempting target for the Putin regime because, you know, they had all their ducks in a row. It was Prigozhin and seven other senior Wagner figures on the plane to just decapitate the organization. Okay, there are tens of thousands of Wagner fighters, but probably they'll do what they're told. I mean, there are some people, these mill bloggers, these Russian ultra-nationalist militarists are saying, oh, we should exact vengeance of the traitors who did this. No one's saying that it's Putin doing it, and so on. So I think it's highly probable that he is dead. We have to assume that he's dead. And there's really no evidence to the contrary. The story about that plane suddenly zigzagging away from this one being blown up, I have no idea if that's true or not. The missile thing, it seems to have been just a rumor, probably a bomb on board. There's stories that they were given some present right before they took off. You might have thought it had been rather foolish of him to accept this bounteous gift, no doubt from his dear friend, Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin. They used to get along together. Putin was apparently impressed by the guy's rags to riches, story, that he had a can-do attitude, and he was had absolutely no ethical scruples, no qualms about committing atrocities and so on. So willing to operate beyond borders. But there are other private military companies that exist that were rivals of his, and that's one of the reasons why some people hated him, and more have been created. So Wagner Group will exist even under another guise later on, but be more tightly controlled, probably more penetrated by the FSB, is simply too useful. So they will utilize it abroad in Mali, in the Central African Republic, in Syria and Libya, where else, and maybe still in Ukraine, but it's going to be more tightly controlled than it was by the Putin regime, because they're afraid it's going to, you know, could turn against them again. I think the chance of that is low. They tried, they failed, and obviously Prigozhin paid the ultimate price for that. He had to be made an example of. He couldn't be allowed to get away with this. So it underscores yet again the utter immorality of the Putin regime, that they're willing to deliberately kill Russian civilians. Now, you might say Prigozhin and his merry mob are not civilians. They're mercenaries, well, that's true. But what about the pilot and co-pilot? They're civilians. What about the air hostess? What did she ever do? She did nothing wrong, and she was murdered, right? If you really wanted to kill Prigozhin, you could kill him without killing that woman or anybody else or any innocent people. You could have poisoned his food. You could have shot him when nobody else is around. You could have got a marksman to zero in on him for some distance, making sure there's nobody within several meters of him. Even if you miss, that bullet's not going to kill somebody else. But no, they chose to kill him in a way they were certain would kill other people, despite, you know, Putin's supposed actuation for his illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine is to save Russian civilians. And there he is yet again, deliberately killing Russian civilians on home soil. So we maybe never get to the bottom of this, I mean, unless, you know, there's allowed to be an international investigation. But even if it wasn't Putin that killed him, this is obviously really bad for Russia. He supposedly didn't make Russia safer. Well, he's not. The plane blew up. I never, ever heard of an example of a plane ever blowing up in Russia. Yes, they've crashed through technical faults, through safety not being done properly, particularly in the 90s. But actually blowing up? No. For a plane to actually blow up rather than be shot down or anything, that's almost unheard of. So this has got to be foul play. It can't be an innocent accident. So somebody's got to have done this deliberately. Now, qui bono? Who would have the greatest motive to kill him, the opportunity and the means to kill him? That was clearly the Putin regime. And Putin indeed specifically denied it. So it's just blindingly blatant that he's the one who did it. So yeah, that he it was nothing to do with the assassination of Prigozhin. Yeah, just like he was never going to invade Ukraine, just like he said he'd respect Ukraine's borders, like he said he'd respect Ukraine's independence. Like he was, this is not a war, and it's not an invasion, and it's not a conflict, and he's not going to send any conscripts into Ukraine. And no, the Russian armed forces have never targeted civilians in Ukraine. Lie after lie after lie after lie. So please subscribe to my channel and make sure you donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. All right, goodbye, everybody.